Hello, and welcome to CARDIA's first in a series of podcasts designed to give you and your staff insight into how to better reach the men in your communities. My name is Laurel Boone-Helm, and I will be talking today with Efrain Franco from Women's and Men's Health Services of Coastal Bend in Corpus Christi, Texas. Hello, Efrain. How are you today?
Very well, thank you.
It's good to have you on the show with us today. I understand that your agency has been very successful in getting clients to use your reproductive services for men. Can you tell us a little bit about what your agency has done that's made you so successful in this area?
We realize it's not enough just to open up a clinic. It's not enough just to name a clinic. It's not enough to just, you know, hey, now we offer male services, so come on in, guys. We understood that we had to go out to the men. So that's where our outreach was really key. Kind of getting ahead of myself, before that, we also understood that there's this thing called InReach, where we actually promote our male services to our female patients. The InReach is really the idea that, you know, anyone that walks into your door, that's a, you know, patient, client, person that will go out there, hopefully, obviously, you know, from their good experience and tell the people in their lives. So what we had is where every female patient that came in, they walked out with a flyer that said, you know, attention ladies, did you know your male, you know, your special man in your life could get services here? Or, you know, now serving, you know, now having health services for men. Just the idea that they would walk out with something in their hand that says, hey, we offer services now for men. And, you know, a flyer is nice, a little clinic card. What we actually do is when we give out our condoms, we put them in little packets, and we actually put a Male Central clinic card in that, you know, little wallet-size card. But, again, to me, it's just that person-to-person, that face-to-face, you know, connection is saying, you know, how was everything today? Oh, it was great. You know, the nurse was really nice. She may feel comfortable. Okay, well, you know, you're done. Have a nice day. And just so you know, we're offering services for men. So any guys you know, brothers, cousins, friends, husband, boyfriend, you know, if you want to, you know, if you can, refer them to our clinic so, you know, they can get checked up. Okay, sounds great. This was a research component, so we actually have data that supports all of this, putting me on the test. For the first 4 years of our research program, overwhelmingly the number one referral was women for these guys. It's huge. You know, just a really quick, you know, side note of when we were putting up our male, you know, advertisement in the clinic, a guy came in, a delivery guy, and he's like, hey, what's that? I'm like, oh, yeah, man, we're having, you know, a male clinic now offering male services. Okay. And we just started talking, and before you know it, he gave me his card. I called his boss. 2 weeks later, I was talking to the entire truck drivers of our city. You know, a 30-minute spiel. I brought, you know, like donuts that morning. But what I'm getting at is that from that initial, you know, connection of someone walking into our clinic, I ended up outreaching to, you know, these men that are basically our clientele. You know, you're 20 to 30 year olds. You know, not in college, just, you know, working, you know, regular job, whatever. And it was perfect. And we definitely did see, kind of humorous, but seeing guys that got off of work the following weeks, you know, coming in with, and they were getting tested. So, again, the idea is that anyone that walks into your clinic is a potential advertiser, promoter of your services.
So with your InReach strategies, back to your staff having to be really committed to this, to the mission and the change in the mission and the understanding of the importance of this effort, and having that so internalized that while they're in the clinic doing their jobs, opportunities like the water guy comes in and you see, you know, there's an opportunity to InReach, to go ahead and speak to that to someone right then. They have to be ready to do that.
Yes, ma'am. And you know, and let me just say, it's not an easy thing. I mean, I can already hear a lot of the clinic staff, once they hear this podcasting, and like, okay, well, we're asked to do A through Z, and now you're asking us to do 1 through 10. I mean, we're asking us to do a lot more. Yes, we are. You know, and that's, to me, just the way any successful program is done.
What are some of the successful strategies regarding male services that your agency has utilized for outreach?
The outreach, I mean, ours is pretty, I guess, unique. What we, you know, let me just say that your basic health fairs, education programs, those are important, and those definitely work. Our whole thing is you have to go where the men are. So that could be anything from going to a local basketball court, where the guys are playing basketball and just taking with you a cooler of ice and water, water bottles, and just making that initial, hey guys, if y'all are interested, got some, you know, free water over here. You know, no one's going to say no to that. As they're there, what are you doing this for? What's up? Well, hey, my name's Zephyr, and I'm with the Milk Clinic, and hey, you know, y'all got 10 minutes, 20 minutes? Believe it or not, when people say that guys don't talk, guys talk, because these 10-minute little conversations I expect to happen usually go for about an hour, and, you know, because they're asking every question you can imagine. This is something I can definitely say without hesitation, what I've learned. Guys are starved for this information. They want to know. They want to know about birth control, testing, stuff like that, and they want the opportunity to, of course, ask questions. But I think that's been our biggest thing for the outreach is going to where the men are. So that's everything from, like I said, the gyms, going out to sporting events, whether it be a boxing, going up to, you know, minor league baseball games, minor league ice hockey. We have an ice rink team. And one of our biggest things, you know, out of the box is we actually did a float for a parade.
What would you say was your is your most successful outreach strategy?
Honestly, the biggest thing has been, and it's really not necessarily even outreach, it's the inreach. It's the promoting services to the women. That has been the biggest. Now, if you want to say what's the second, because we actually are going to have this data, it's definitely been a lot of the club outreach, where we actually go out to the nightclubs. Mm-hmm. And again, it may sound funny, but this is something I learned early on that they said always name and phone number. Name and phone number, name and phone number, name and phone number. You want people to walk away with those two things, which obviously makes sense. Mm-hmm. So what we do when we go out to the nightclubs is we actually pass out lollipop condoms, mm-hmm. which, you know, are very inexpensive. You make a little sticker, name and phone number. You know, you can order these lollipop sticks from like candyland.org, you know, 1,000 for like $50, whatever. And we have our community service, you know, people put them together. And we just go out to the nightclubs and we just walk around, pass around the condoms. Something we just had this past Friday, which may sound very humorous, but I definitely would ask people to go on YouTube and check it out. We have a condom fashion show where we actually have these outfits made out of condoms, and they are amazing. And people hear this, they're like, what? And then when you see the show, they're like, those aren't condoms. That's like a, you know, 50s dress. I'm like, no, those are condoms, dude. You know, so to me, my biggest thing with outreach is thinking out of the box. I mean, this is pretty huge, and I have no reservations of saying that we are saving lives. You know, we are changing the paradigm, and we have changed it. I don't know if this has been mentioned, but from 08 to last year, 2013, anyways, this project that we have here was a model project for five other clinics. I think it's safe to say from every clinic that followed this model, the male numbers went up, you know, so it does work.
Okay, so just a couple of closing questions. What are the biggest challenges you think your agency continues to face with regard to the offering male reproductive health services?
Well, to me, I think staff turnover, which maybe is not even directly towards male services, it's just in general. You know, we know with our project, the model project I just mentioned that ended last year, you know, we lost a lot of funding, so advertisement, you know, was cut. The inreach is still going on, but like I've said, staff turnover. So I think those are the biggest challenges that we're facing right now. And then to be very honest, just keeping fresh. I mean, I've told my boss, I said, we got to do something new. I feel like we're kind of just on this coast of, okay, we're doing what we've always done, you know, and we've actually changed our condom fashion show from inside of a clinic to actually outside this past week, and it was phenomenal. We reached so many more people than you know, we would have before. So I think just kind of always trying something new, I think, is really key.
Well, is there anything else, just kind of parting words you might want to give to the listeners about what they could do to be successful in this area in their clinic?
Inreach and then outreach and then definitely providing the training. You know, this all sounds good and fine, but without, you know, making sure your clinic is good to go, it's probably not going to work out. Would just say, okay, we're going to start seeing men tomorrow and not providing any type of training to your clinical staff, it's not going to work. So I think there definitely has to be the training, you know, the walkthroughs through your clinic. And then, of course, with the inreach and outreach, I think is very key.
Such a pleasure just to meet you, Efren. What great work you're doing there and your whole clinic. I'm sure it takes a whole team. So I just want to Thank you.
And real quick, you said it perfect. I was going to say, let me make sure this is not me at all. This is, wow, this is like 20 other people. This is people that we work with at Cardia, people that we work with in D.C. I mean, this is not, this is not just me, please. You know, this is definitely a team effort.
Absolutely, it's a team effort. Well, thank you so very much, and
yes,
I hope we get to talk to you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.